Maverick Early Readers. The Cow's Bottom by Katie Dale. Illustrated by Cole Roberts. This is Gold, Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin.
Chapter 1. Ever since he was very little, Jaden had loved acting. As a baby, he loved pretending to be a monster. Grrr! As a toddler, he loved pretending to be a superhero. Whoosh! At primary school, he loved pretending to be a ghost. Ooh, ooh! Jaden couldn't wait to be in his first proper play. This year, we are doing the play Jack and the Beanstalk, said his teacher, Miss Finch. Jaden was determined to get a good role, so he practiced all of them. He auditioned for the role of Jack's mum.
Will you take the cow to market, Jack, dearie? He said sweetly.
He auditioned for the role of the giant.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, he bellowed.
But Jaden really wanted the main role of Jack.
Oh, magic beans! Hooray!
He whooped, clicking his heels together. Chapter 2. After the auditions, Jaden checked the notice board nervously every day. Then finally, Miss Finch put the cast list up. Jaden rushed over excitedly.
Was he playing Jack's mum?
No.
Was he playing the giant?
No.
Was he...
Could he possibly be playing Jack?
No.
Was he in the play at all?
Yes.
Jaden stared at the list in horror. He couldn't believe his eyes. He was playing the Cow's Bottom. Jaden was shocked. Then he was sad. Then he was cross. Then he went to see Miss Finch.
I don't want to be in the play, he cried.
What? Miss Finch gasped. But you're so good at acting, Jaden.
Then why have you given me the role of the cow's bottom? Jaden asked. I'm not even the cow's head. Chen is. No one will see my face.
I'm sorry I couldn't give you a bigger role this time, Jaden, Miss Finch said, patting his shoulder. But we have to give the big roles to the older kids, she explained.
When you're older, you'll get a bigger part.
Oh, Jaden said sadly.
I see.
But, Miss Finch smiled, you are so good at acting that I want you to be Jack's understudy.
What's an understudy?
Jaden frowned.
I thought Sol was playing Jack.
Yes, he is. But if Sol gets ill, we'll need a great actor to step in and play Jack instead, Miss Finch said. The show must go on. That's why I can't give you another big part, just in case we need you to play Jack on the night.
Oh, said Jaden, feeling a bit better. Okay, great.
Maybe he would get to play Jack after all.
Besides, the cow is one of the funniest parts in the whole play, Miss Finch said, smiling. I know you will perform it well.
Jaden grinned.
I will.
Chapter 3. Rehearsals went really well, and everyone in the cast soon became good friends. Jaden was really glad he hadn't quit the play. It was actually great fun being the cow's bottom. Chen and Jaden had a great time making up funny cow actions together. Jaden loved making everyone laugh. But he made sure he knew Jack's lines well too, just in case. Finally, the big night arrived. Everyone gathered backstage to put their costumes on. "Good luck," they whispered excitedly to each other. Jaden smiled. He couldn't wait to go on stage.
"Everybody ready?" Miss Finch said. "It's showtime!"
Chapter 4. Sol, Chen and Jaden stood in the wings, waiting for their cue.
"Oh, Jack!" the girl playing Jack's mum cried. "Come here, dearie!"
"This is it," Sol gulped, leading Jaden and Chen on stage.
Jaden's skin tingled with excitement as he felt the heat from the stage lights even through his costume.
"Will you take the cow to market, Jack, dearie?"
the girl playing Jack's mum asked.
"Moo!"
Chen cried as Jaden did a funny dance. The audience laughed and Jaden grinned. It was fun being in the play, whatever role he had. But then something terrible happened. Sol forgot his words.
"Will you take the cow to market, Jack, dearie?"
the girl playing Jack's mum asked again. Jaden nudged Sol, but Sol didn't say anything. Jaden gasped. Sol must have stage fright. Jaden's heart raced. If Sol couldn't play Jack, then Jaden would get the main role after all. Hooray! Oh, he was glad he'd learned all of Jack's lines just in case. The show must go on. But then, Jaden imagined how he would feel if he were standing there, frozen on stage in front of everyone. He would feel so embarrassed, so scared, so trapped. It would be terrible. Poor Sol. Jaden knew all of Jack's lines, so he could help Sol. But if he did, Jaden would never get to play Jack.
"Will you take the cow to market, Jack, dearie?"
the girl playing Jack's mum asked a third time, her voice wobbling. Jaden bit his lip. What should he do? Chapter 5. Jaden took a deep breath and leaned towards Sol's ear.
"No, I could never sell my Daisy," he whispered.
"No! I could never sell my Daisy," Sol cried, relieved.
"She is the dearest thing in the world to me," Jaden hissed.
"She really is the dearest thing in the whole wide world to me," Sol cried, hugging Daisy.
Jaden grinned. That hug wasn't in the script. The rest of the show went really well. Jaden helped Sol with a few more lines, but luckily no one else noticed anything was wrong. The audience laughed in all the right places and booed in all the right places. Then, at the end, they clapped loudly, and Daisy even got her own special cheer. After the show, all the performers hurried backstage, buzzing with excitement and happiness. As Jaden climbed out of his cow costume, Sol ran over and hugged him.
"Thank you so much for helping me with my lines, Jaden," he cried. "I don't know what I'd have done without you. I was so nervous."
"You're welcome," Jaden smiled. "We're a team after all. The show must go on."
Sol grinned.
You're a great actor, Jaden, and a really good friend. Thank you.
Jaden beamed.
Congratulations, everyone! Miss Finch cried, walking in with a huge smile. You all worked so well together. The show was a huge success.
Everyone cheered. The end.